Blog Talk Radio.
I came up out the darkness, searching for light. I know home is where my heart is, but now nothing seems right. I try to make peace and cut my losses to carry on somehow, but I've come much too far and it's too late to turn back now. Here I go again.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm here. very important show today. So I'm going to kind of dive into this. Hopefully we got some listeners' opinions and stuff on it. But, yeah, sleep is calling me. But until that is possible, I'm going to have to rock out. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm here. I'm glad to be back. You know, went through a little couple weeks of health issues and some other things, but, you know, we back, ready to put this work in, get back on track.
Yes. Health and family always comes first. Everything else is secondary.
Yep.
Okay, y'all. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. It is Therapy Thursday, and our topic tonight will be It Ain't Over, Keep Pushing. While we have to keep up the fight for justice and stay focused, remain unified. You can join the question and call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also interact with us on our social media pages. All right, people, we had a couple of things that's significant to tonight's show that has happened. And the first thing that we want to talk about is the George Floyd verdict. But before we get to the verdict, we got to take it back. Not that we may have to refresh you guys' memories, but kind of just, you know, how long we've been waiting for this verdict and what to do now that there has been a verdict. So May 25th, was it, where he...
I believe so.
May 25th is when he was murdered by a police officer. And it was a viral video that went nationwide. And even though we had that video, it still... took a while for anything to be done. Therefore, it started protests and some riots. Not all of the protests was peaceful, but not all of them was violent either. But what I can say about it, it got the right people's attention because they finally decided to do something about it. And they arrested one of four. Well, at first, then they arrested, or they was going to charge more than one. But the verdict that just was placed was for one of the officers, and that was
that was the main one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
arrests are coming.
Not that. Not that we are letting anyone that stood by and watched and didn't do anything about the situation, whose job is to protect and serve, and stood there looking stupid with their hands in their pockets and looking around while they're being recorded, and not just de-escalating it, go by any name, by any means. This was just the beginning. So he was arrested and he was charged May 29th. And here we are. A few days ago, they end up getting a verdict of guilty. Now, you know, when he got arrested, I was like, okay, he's arrested, but would he be convicted? Because we always have that. We always have to deal with that. It's like, okay, let's arrest somebody, shut them up, but either they don't get convicted or they get, like, extremely little time that, you know, it's basically a slap in the face. So right now we are waiting for him to be sentenced, but we'll see how that worked out. So, I mean, yes, congratulations on the verdict of guilty, but I need to see what the punishment is.
Well, if I was him, I would want to speak on my own behalf and get my Jodeci, Carl Thomas, and Keith Sweat on, begging. If he begged good enough, he might be able to get out by the time he's in his damn 70s. But, yeah, it's not looking good sentencing-wise. Going back a little bit in reference to the other two or three assholes, they're going to be tried and sentenced later on in the year. He was the star of this shit show, so they got him out the way first. But common sense, after seeing that, what happened, you know, earlier in the week, common sense says these guys should be calling the prosecutors and pleading guilty and making a deal. You know, save the time and energy of sitting there in the truck. They're going to get less than he is. They're going to get charged less than what he, you know, less than he did anyway. So hurry up and make you a deal. Maybe you get out in 10, 15 years. You know, because he's not coming home, at least not vertically. So.
Not vertically.
He ain't coming out. He ain't going out. He ain't coming home walking. That's for damn sure. So.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. You know, sentencing is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Eventually, but I loved it how they revoked his bail. I guess he thought he was going to be able. That's the thing with a state trial. It's very common that you don't get to go back home and get your shit together, handle your affairs while you prepare for a your sentencing. You know, federal, it happens more often than state.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Yeah, he had that look on his face like, oh, like he knew. He didn't have a salty look of nothing. I give him that. He was like, all right, well, come on, let's go.
Right. He was like, I mean, it's like he knew it was coming. He's like, the one time, you know. But I'm glad that some justice was served. And I say this because, like I said previously, they go through all the motions, and the person get off, or they have this charge that's so low that's like a slap in the face and disrespect for the deceased. So, yeah. I mean, he's no spring chicken anyway, so. And he a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
Well, I saw a report today that said he's doing 23-1. And they might boost it up to 22-2 for the, you know, until he gets to wherever he's going to serve his time. Because right now he's in some detention center somewhere waiting to be sentenced. And then he's going to go upstate, you know, in that place that he's in. And he'll, that's where he's going to do his bid. But right now, he's on 23-1. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that kind of language, he is literally in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. He gets to come out for 1 hour to stretch his legs and possibly get a little light in his face. Then he goes back in.
Yeah.
And that,
but
and
I don't think he's mad about that.
Yeah, considering that this is a high-profile case, and whenever it's a high-profile case, you go through that lockdown period where they got to keep you away from everyone because someone is probably going to knife his ass.
Right. So I'm pretty sure this is the only good thing out of this for him is that he only has to dodge everybody for 1 hour.
I'm sure they got him somewhere where the other people who are in the solitary confinement, it's maybe four or five other people, and there's going to be guards there with shotguns, so he'd be all right. But until then, he's going to get his food served through a little sliding door of his door. Man. Whew. Ain't nothing like solitary confinement to make you batshit crazy. But hey, guess what? He's in luck. He's already batshit crazy. So we're good.
Right. Because one of the quotes was he was going to let the bystanders tell him what to do. Now he's going to have a long time with listening to someone telling him what to do. And so we see how that worked out.
God. Well,
but
overall, it was a good moment.
Yes, it was
a good moment. And then 20 minutes later, a young sister gets shot. It is. Did you happen to catch the what's the young brother that got killed, Mr. Wright, over in 20 minutes from where George Floyd was killed. You saw his funeral today?
I've heard a little bit about it. Not too much. I've been being swarmed with videos of a 16-year-old. Well, okay, 15 or 16, because I know the reports are saying 16, but I think someone in the family said 15.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get the gist of it because I just saw a couple reports saying she was 15, and some said she was 16. But man, it's. What's your thoughts on that one?
Okay, now my thought is, well, first of all, when I heard about it, all you hear is black teenage, you know, girl killed by the police. And then once you get that headline, you start seeing more and more pieces to the story. And just me, everything, so many things wrong with this story, and not taking away from this young girl's death because she was murdered and she had a whole life ahead of her. But it's so many parts of the story that just is wrong, starting with the force apparent allowing her to go outside knowing there's people outside ready to jump you. Another thing is that some of these people that was ready to jump her was adults. When you watch the videos, you see a whole bunch of adults standing around just watching and egging it on and seeing what's going to happen next. You see a grown man kicking a girl in the head at the beginning of the body cam video. It's like this situation could have been avoided in so many ways. With one, staying inside. Two, especially if the cops is already called. Because we know these cops are trigger happy and looking for a reason. Not all, but some. And then when you're inside safe, someone should have been. Now, we all been teenagers before. I mean, even in our adult life, we don't make the right decisions. But where was the voice of reason to keep her inside and not go outside to the fight? Clearly it was none. Like, it was, when I first saw the video, you see a whole bunch of chaos. Then you see the cop from the cam, the shooter, from his cam view. But I see other cops. So he's already jumps out. You know, as you can see, he's already jumped out, armed and ready, because the fight is already happening. Four times, yes, excessive. She was about to stab someone. And like I said, I'm not taking away from the little girl's, you know, death, her being murdered, anything. But did she hit that differently? Yes. But she did have a weapon in the process of attacking someone with it.
Yeah.
I wish once the cops came and, I mean, things would have dispersed a little bit, but not on her end or the quote-unquote victims, because they weren't the victims. If they came to somebody else's house, what it is they came to somebody's house and got more than what they bargained for. They probably didn't expect that girl to come outside. They didn't expect that girl to come outside armed or whatever the case may be. So now they're running scared, or for whatever help that mm-hmm. she had, because she had some grown man hitting on some kicking her in the head. So they got more than they bargained for. So I just wish that at the time when the police arrived, that the crowd would have dispersed, and she would have dropped the knife, because now they're saying it's justified. And I think the cops should have did something, but I don't think he should have got four shots. No.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those.
Real tough one.
It's one of those things, huh?
This is a real tough one for me.
Because it's like she's in the midst of hurting someone else, which shouldn't have brought her ass to the girl house in the first place. But you know, she's in the midst of hurting someone. But at the same time, there's no way for him to know who was.
Exactly.
They keep saying she was the caller, but there's no way for him to know who the caller is. You know, when you just jump out and you see somebody. Because if he wouldn't have did nothing, the girl would have got stabbed and died, then he would have still been being crucified. Either way. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, you're right. He damned if he do, he damned if he don't in this situation.
Yeah, either way, he would have been crucified. It would have been the other family, attacking him, which I think the adults, the people who came for the fight, they all hold some responsibilities in this. I'm not saying by any means that cop should get off scot-free or whatever, but I also think it's a whole bunch of other people that should be held accountable in this situation, because even you know, once she's down, you got a whole bunch of people. You know, you got the guy yelling, oh, she's a child. Yeah, she was a child, and you should have helped that child before it escalated to that point. You know? So it's just like, and then all the people that was around and yelling and screaming and stuff. Like, I'm just, this right here is tough for me, because you kind of fight with yourself, because it's like, you know, they make it a black-white thing. They make it a police-civilian thing. But it's so much, like, this is not like, you know, the just point-blank, you know, just running up and shooting somebody, you know? And, yes, we have had certain situations, a lot of situations where if the person was white, I done seen them get talked down with guns in their hand, knives, attacking officers and still not getting shot. So, yes, that does play a part in it. Until we get more information on this and that cop's background, because what they need to do is pull the background, the jacket, to see, you know, what type of cop person he is. Because trust and believe, if anything not on the up and up, it's going to come to light. But
well,
this just
definitely.
Was a situation where, huh?
Yeah, most definitely. It's going to come out. It's going to come out.
Yeah. So I just think this is one of those situations where it's like, okay, you're trying to save, you're taking somebody's life while you're trying to save someone else's. Now, after the fact, that person was from the group that was the troublemakers. And then you have all adults around that could have avoided it from the get-go and didn't. So that's why I'm like, you know, I might have to clap back on some of y'all. I might get a little bit of heat from my feelings and everything because this is like a big debate. And this is not going to be the first time we're going to the last time we're going to talk about this, Hakim, because more and more is going to come to light. You know, but what I just don't want for our people to do is just, like, take this as a, you know, make this into a, you know, heat the cop is just 100% automatically wrong with no other factors. And like I said, I'm not saying by any means that he did not do anything wrong. I'm not saying that by any means. But I'm just saying this is just one of those situations where, unfortunately, you got a lot going on. And like you said, he damned if he do, he damned if he don't. Because no matter which girl that would have got hurt, I mean, he's going to catch heat for it. And unfortunately, it ended in a death. I would have rather it just the lesser two evils to be hurt than to be dead. You know, so, I just can't wait for more, you know, more details and stuff to come out. But, yeah, like I said, I don't by any means think that he did everything right. Because, and it was other cops that was there standing around. So, what, y'all just wanted them to kill each other?
That's the part I didn't understand.
Yeah, you want them to kill each other so you don't got to do it. You know, it's just, so now I feel like now this cop jumped out and now he was on his own because it had to be from what I saw, it had to be about four other officers just standing around. They didn't move and really do too much until she was down already. You know, so, this is definitely
Yeah, me too. Because it's not when you look at the video. I mean, 12 seconds changed this cop's life. And from what I'm seeing here, he was hired by the force in 2019 in December. So he's been here for less than 2 years. And you know, according to CNN, the one thing that makes this different than any others. According to CNN, they tried to render aid to her. They didn't just let her bleed out. They didn't. They weren't cold. You know, they tried to save her life after being shot. I try to look at it from every perspective. We take our emotions out of it, and we don't get all caught up in the damn cops this, the damn cops that. I'm this cop. I try to put myself in his shoes. You jump out of a car, you see a sister waving a knife at two different girls. The girl in the paint would have caught it. She was pinned up against that car. So if you're a cop, and that's why they released the body footage so quickly. Think about all the police shootings. This is the quickest we ever saw body footage.
Right.
And the chief came out and the captain came out. And they all talked in press conference explaining why they released it so fast. And one of the news reporters asked, well, you know, did they have to shoot? Why didn't they use a taser? I'm sorry. Yeah, and it was like, you know, someone's using lethal weapon towards another person, they are allowed to do it. Because here's the thing, what if he taser and it ain't stopper?
Yeah, that's what I felt too. I was talking about somebody earlier. I'm like, how many videos do we see somebody getting tased and they still keep going?
I'm one of them. I was tased multiple times when I was in the middle of putting a boost to somebody's ass. So when your adrenaline's going and you're in fight for you, I don't blame her for coming out defending herself. I blame all the adults that stood around and watched this girl fight. I blame anyone who had a chance to defuse the situation didn't do it. You know why? Because we are accustomed to standing around with our phones in our hands trying to get a Facebook, Instagram, TikTok moment. And it's stupid. So she runs out. These girls came to fight. All the reports from the witnesses from her side said she's the one that called. But the police won't confirm. There's still so many details that they're not confirming. Everything is drip, drip, drip. And now one of her neighbors who happened to catch the whole damn thing on his security cameras. And he's being quoted as saying, he said, I figured it was a girl fight. He said it could have gotten a lot worse. He said if the cops didn't show up, it would have been worse. So, I mean, because stop and think about it. She stabs or cuts them girls up, defending herself. You know, it's only a matter of time for somebody to come running through with a gun. There was already a dude involved, like he was kicking somebody, wasn't it?
Yep. At the beginning of the video, he was straight trying to hit the girl in the head.
Yeah. So it looks like he was trying to defend the young lady that got shot. So I'll be honest with you, that whole mess, I'm almost hoping that one of the people who recorded, you know, it gets out and it circulates, because we need to see the bigger picture, because this is crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
and hopefully that those, the girls that came to the house, and I mean, and that's what I don't want. I don't want them to be looking at as victims where, yeah, well, I mean, you know, yes, they, you know, almost got stabbed or whatever, but they came looking for a fight. So I do not want them to get off scot-free either, because had they not came there, it's like a chain of events. If y'all have not came there, she wouldn't have called the cops. You know, you guys wouldn't have been fighting. And, I mean, and look at the end result, and especially since it's being reported that some of those are adults. Someone was in their 20s. One person was supposed to be in their 30s. So, yeah, it's got to be accountability all around the board. We can't just, you know, the cop is not the only one that has to be accountable for his actions. But, I mean, I'm talking foster parents. I'm talking the father, because he was on camera assaulting somebody. I think I need everybody in that group to be held accountable for something, because it escalated to a point. Because look at it. If you going outside to fight, you going to go outside and fight four people empty-handed? You know? And maybe by that time, she's so worked up and she's already in that moment. Been there, done that. You already in that moment. Oh, y'all want to fight? So now you already in the midst of fighting. So you're not seeing nothing else that's going on around you. All you're seeing is your target.
So I have to call it on this one. I can't put this in the same category as all the other use of force positions these other cops.
Right.
Because I mean the cop had 12 seconds, and it's real simple. You want to sit there and play trick shot and aim for the leg. I heard someone on the radio say, "Why didn't they just shoot her in the leg?" You know, they're not trained that way. You know,
right.
They're trained to hit center mass.
And you drop to the floor and you still stab somewhere else. Like, you know what? It's so easy when you, first of all, when you get the headline that you got and you already at war with the police and the justice system, And that's what the media mm-hmm. does. So they already kind of geared it to what they want you to think and feel. But it's easy to sit up and say, oh, this is what they should have, could have, would have done, you know, but in that moment. Because when you first get out the car, what you hear him saying, what's going on? You know, what's going on here? While his colleagues, sorry asses, are standing around. You know, and when he step out the car, is what's going on? And then you got to a girl falling, a guy trying to kick in the head. I think he went that direction first, and then he, you know, kind of turns where the knife is. And so, oh God, this is just you can read the back and forth. All on social media.
Oh my God, yes. It's an all out. People are cussing each other out, and you're a coon, and all kinds of stuff because people. This is a situation that we need to discuss because it involves critical thinking. And this is a prime example how something stupid, like drop your location. You know, all the little goofy things that people do to each other and that just usually ends with weave getting pulled out or wig getting snatched off. This got real ugly with a bunch of teenagers and some boy getting involved, kicking some girl on the ground. Excuse me. But we need to analyze how we handle this stuff in our community. You know, this ain't over. This is just the beginning. The summer ain't even start yet. The summer has not started yet. Now, let's shake what last summer was like with the pandemic. Let's look at this year with a pandemic. We already see what they done when spring hit. They turned up. And here in Philly, the shootings are going to be more than last year. They ain't wasting no time. The goofiness has already started. So we need to be vigilant. We need to be smarter. We need to try to diffuse some of these crazy situations before they get this far. You know, brothers got to stop standing around looking at every damn fight that they see girls. Because, you know, all they want to see is ass and titties flailing. And all they want to see is something that they can post on social media because you get a bunch of likes, you get a bunch of comments, you get a bunch of views. You can go, you know, your page can get put on the map just by showing a goddamn bunch of dumb stuff. So it's like, you know, we have to be smarter than that. We have to. So... yeah, I don't know, Queen. I can't put this one in the same category. This is a toss-up. This is one of those situations that after it's carefully analyzed, there might not be enough to say who was right and who was wrong. Because the other side of it is, because I've seen one of the biggest arguments is, at the very least, 4 shots is excessive. That I can agree on. Right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
You know, but again, it goes back to a cop's training. What is he taught to do? You know, so it, like we said in our previous show, facts over feelings. The fact is the law is on this cop's side in this one. There is no mistaking. There was the girl with a knife in her hand. And regardless of how old she was, what her age was, if she didn't, then that girl who was in the paint up against that car would have been wearing that knife out of her ass.
Yeah.
So,
and look at it. It's no way for him to have known how old she was, that she was the caller of the 911.
Yeah.
It was no way.
Shame
on those other cops that could have probably defused that quicker, without it even turning to that point. You know,
yeah. Shame on everybody out there who watched this, who could have drugged them girls up the street, who could have grabbed this young girl, snatched that knife. There are teachers who are reporting on this story. They're saying how plenty of times they had to wrestle pen knives, pocket knives out of kids' hands and when they were going to stab a student. They didn't need a gun. So if that's your friend, your relative, Mr. Kick a Girl, why didn't you snatch the knife from this chick? Why didn't you hold her back in the house? But you out there kicking chicks. And the other argument is, well, this wouldn't happen if they wouldn't have came to her house to fight her, to jump her. I get that, but that's what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid, goofy-ass kids, that's what they do. And they don't always end up with a knife or a gun or a gunshot. These are goddamn
right.
Goofy-ass kids who are just angry for no damn reason and want to fight for no damn reason. That doesn't mean that someone needed to get stabbed or shot. This was a failure all the way around. This wasn't just a failure, you know, by a cop. This is a failure by the whole community. The community felt this situation because they should have did something to prevent it.
Right. And that's the thing is accountability for everyone. And that's you can't pick and choose when and who is supposed to be accountable. It's supposed to be consistent. And, you know, right off the – like I said, the media right off the bat planted this in, you know, the people's head. It's like, okay, this is what it is. You know, so, oh, God, them comments. I should have pulled some of them up so I could read them. And it's just like a – And like I say, at this point, it's people debating on who's right and who's wrong. You got some people that's making it a black or white thing. You got some people making it a cop versus civilian thing. And it's wider than that. This is not one of those things you could just pin in a box and say, okay, police brutality or excessive deadly force or anything like that.
Yeah.
No. And that's,
I mean,
and that's why I want to
it was
started off
force,
when I started
but...
running my mouth. When I started running my mouth, I made it clear I'm not taking away at all from the tragic death of this young girl, you know, by any means. You know, but we have to look at the facts and we have to look at it from every angle, every point of view. And as the weeks and the months go by, you know, we're going to get some more information because it's going to come.
It's definitely going to, be a topic of further discussion. But yeah, I mean, overall though, you know, the police are going to keep killing. We were able to get that one, that one really good verdict. We need more. We need that to happen more often. I've been seeing so many people, pretty much acting like that. Okay, yeah, that's ball game over. Hell no. Somewhere in this country, some black boy or girl is getting, or male or man or woman is getting shot by a cop. It's not going to stop. It's just starting. It ain't over. So what we have to do is we have to keep protesting, start boycotting. We said it plenty of times. The only way to get rid of this stuff, to make this stop, is to put fear in their hearts. And the only time they see fear and they understand what's going on is when you hit them in the pocketbook. So enough of the dumb shit. Let's start getting together. Even here in PA, you know, they're trying to get our DA out of there, a more cop-friendly DA, because our DA got in Philadelphia for, because he made it clear, I'm going to prosecute dirty cops. You shoot an unarmed black man, guess what? You're getting indicted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the governor is sending people to run for this guy's position next month. That's how bad it's getting. Another Democrat is trying to take this guy out. So we have to stop thinking just black and white and Democrat, Republican. We have to think about the structural racism, the embedded hypocrisy that our elected officials have when it comes to policing, right? Because it, as long as it ain't them, it's okay.
Right.
You know, as long as it ain't them. So, but yeah, it's something that, you know, we wanted to come back with because it's been all over the place, and that I know we've been off about 2 weeks, so this is our we couldn't ignore this story if we tried, right? Couldn't ignore all these many stories, you know? There's just so much. You can't get away from it. You know, so we have to start coming up with a game plan. Yes, Derek Chauvin has been found guilty. So what's next? You know what I mean? Are y'all at home getting ready for these small elections that's happening this month and next month for some people, for some states? You know, we got them in the spring, then we're going to get them again later on in November. Are y'all ready? Are y'all paying attention to the judges? Because this is the time where judges are running. District attorneys are running. If you don't vote for, if you don't get up and vote for a district attorney who is community driven and isn't police union loving, you have to do what you have to do. Because if you just sit on your ass because Joe Biden ain't in it, Obama ain't in it, another of the big names ain't involved or tied to it, you are going to get fucked. A cop will be in your town, shoot somebody, and the DA is going to say, it's all right, it was a lawful shooting. We have to get past that.
And we always stress the importance of voting during all elections, you know, all seats, because that's what make or breaks, you know, what party's in control or not. Like, look at it. Like I said, look, when Obama was in, he had such a hard fight because they was blocking everything he was trying to do. And, you know, when a president, you know, has their platform and or a mayor has their platform or senator and this is what they want to do in the community, and then the second they can't do it, y'all want to complain they can't do it. They can't do it because they're getting blocked and stopped at every point where – if they have the majority vote, it's very easy for them to get things done. Well, it's easier, I should say, to get things done because they have the House vote, you know. And it's not – it's some fight, but it's not a big, you know, fight because they don't have that power. And so – you know, down on to who's is in the office for the schools and stuff. You know, you run around complaining the kids don't have programs. Hello, you make sure you voted a superintendent or something that's for your children. That's going to make those things happen. And when they do come and they are happening, are you utilizing it? Are you keeping your ear to the streets to know what your community is supposed to have? You know, what was voted on?
Yeah, It's being aware, because we always hear, oh, stay woke, stay woke. No, don't be just woke. Be aware. Pay attention. Yeah. Be alert. You ever hear those people, I don't even watch the news. All right, people who are doing podcasts on the news and say they don't even watch news. What the fuck are you doing a podcast about the news for then? Social media is not the news.
Right.
Social media is just a bunch of people sharing shit. Gotta do better, man.
Which all of it is not accurate or reliable sources. I was watching a court case today, and on Judge Judy, and she asked the defendant, like, do you watch the news? She said, no. Do you read the paper? No. You have children? How do you have children and don't watch the news, you know, or read the paper? You know, how are you aware about what's going on? You know, I was just like, I was waiting for Judge Judy to rip her a new one. But it is baffling to me. Social media does not give you all the information you need to know. Yes, it helps bring awareness to certain things. But also, people are free to post whatever they want, whether it's the truth or not. So you might not all get all the facts, you know, or some might be geared to what their opinion is. So you gotta stay on top of it. You gotta, you know, make sure you're aware. You know what's going on. Aware, alert, active, proactive. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah. Because you know, whatever hardships that you are going through, or what you're seeing happen in your community, or it's not going to stop. It's just getting started. We thought the COVID, we're going to be, remember a year ago, oh, man, can't wait until 2021 when we're over this shit. You know what they're saying now? 2022 is already a lock. There isn't enough people getting vaccinated. There isn't enough people doing this. There isn't enough people doing that. So they're already written a good chunk of 2022 off. So,
yeah.
You know, it ain't over.
Remember when it first came out, kids couldn't get it, black people couldn't get it, like, and then when it got hot, it was going to disappear. You know, it was a whole bunch of nonsense floating out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the 5G network is going to turn us all into mutants, and it gave us Rona, and we got to stop using 5G, and it's just too much stupidity. There's too much conspiracy theories. I get being a little concerned about taking it. I get not trusting it, the vaccines. But some of y'all are going a little too far with some of this shit. Some of y'all go way too damn far with it. They're like, God damn.
Don't,
I mean,
they always?
We have to. Yeah. And then when you ask them where they get this stuff from, and they can't give you a straight answer. So we have to get back to using logic. And I know that's a foreign concept for some folks, but guess what? We got to get back to it. Because your kids are literally at home learning through a computer while you're at work or while you're doing whatever you're trying to do to survive. It's stressful. So imagine, just take that and put that into perspective. 46 years of my life, I've never seen that until now. So that tells you right there that something is going on. It ain't just black kids. It's white kids, Asian kids, Latino kids. It's the whole damn country. What could be so – something is so crazy going on in the country, everything's been flipped upside down. You can't go into businesses, white, black, or any other, and be all willy-nilly and pack it out like you want to. That gives you an idea how serious this shit is. And that has not registered in the people. It hasn't. Because they're still doing the same old thing. Going to the club, going to the bar, no mask, 50 deep in the living room somewhere. Tons of food, tons of drink. You know how it is on a Friday or Saturday night, you get on Instagram, and by 10, 11 o'clock at night, it starts turning into a turn-up session. And you see it's food, it's chips and dip, ain't nothing, you know, people can just walk up and scoop some shit and... Okay. So, yeah, we got to do better, man. We got to be smarter about this because, you know, Uncle Joe is going to do what he can because it's in his best interest, too. He's going to want your vote again. But he can't save you. This is one of them save-yourself moments.
Yeah. So... I'm going to get out and do stuff. You know? I mean, when people complain and keep complaining about restrictions and stuff, this is why we have restrictions. You know? At least if you're going to go out, be safe, be logical, use your common sense. You know?
Yeah.
Which is also fun to some of y'all.
Well, I mean, just imagine if they didn't have restrictions. You know, just imagine if the hoods or the cities with the biggest amount of black people in it. Imagine if they didn't. It'd be all over the place. I mean, I'm not saying that that's just a black, that's just white person thing, but I don't have time to worry about them. That's not who I see when I walk out my door. I have to worry about my people. If the mother ones want to run around that goofy, that's they thing. We have to get back to tribalism, tribalistic thinking. And until we do, we're going to always be at the bottom because everyone else is practicing tribalism but us. We're going to be right here next month talking about the next 3 or 4 people that got shot, talking about how the new version of Rona 5.0 now, one of these new foreign strains is tearing up some states. We're going to be having these conversations until people wake their asses up. So, heavy show tonight, Queen. Heavy show tonight.
I went back and forth with myself on this one when we first was talking about doing it, and I was like, oh, hi, Kim. I'm going to have to curse somebody out tonight. I felt it in my spirit. you know, but, I mean, we got through. And then I was like, man, Hakim might be bumping heads for the first time. But then I had to sit and think about it. That's a man of reason right there. He's a man of understanding and facts. So maybe not. But
yeah, because I like it, and I'm not gonna lie, I am digging these debates. I just want them to be healthy debates, because a debate, you know, like they say, iron sharp as iron. I want them to be debates, not arguments. You know what I mean? I want the facts. I want the facts detailed. I want the people pulling out actual information from a conversation with someone else about this. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is when everything is too easy to process, we get lazy in our thinking and we just rush to judgment. I did it. I'm not going to lie. Oh, shit, they killed a sister, a young girl? Damn. I didn't even hear the whole truth.
Right.
And then when I watched the video, I watched the video like 50 times, and I said, I don't know if I would have did. I can't say that I would have did anything different if I was that cop. And I felt bad for saying it, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
Because here's the other side. Regardless of, you know, they're teens and they're stupid for coming around here to fight somebody. But that's what teens do. They do stupid shit. It's a parent's job. It's the community's job to stop them from doing stupid shit. We don't stand around and watch them stand outside somebody's house yelling and cussing. But she deserved to die for it. Because the other side of it is, yes, one girl died, but one girl didn't die. Because shorty had a steak knife in her hand or whatever the hell it was. She went in the kitchen and grabbed that shit and said, let me go ahead and handle this business. I've done that before. I mean, if somebody's coming for you, they're coming for you. Now, you could have stayed in the house, but you got to leave the house at some point. You want to wait for that for that jumping now, or you want to get it over with now? She said, nah, let me go deal with this shit. I get the whole concept. I get the street rules. But that's how teenagers process data. When you got a full-on adult standing around watching it and recording it and not doing anything about it. When I was a young boy and somebody came from another block to try to holler at you in front of your house, my whole block came out. Who the fuck are y'all? First of all, no. You got ran off the block. Now, probably later on that day or hour or two, here come they whole block. Now we got to smash this shit out. But then that's when the parents come out and say, nah. Who got the problem? Y'all two got a problem? Okay, y'all two, a fair one. And you handle that shit like grown folks. You handle that shit like people who trying to be grown folks. You don't stab and shoot it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was no voice of reason. It was no common sense for the adults that was there. And that's where everything went wrong at.
Exactly. So, all right, Queen. We got about 2 minutes left. Good conversation. A good bounce back for us to get back into the scene.
Okay. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Great show. Honestly, I can't wait to do a follow-up on the show when we get more information and also tackle other similar situations and stuff. I like doing these shows, but I do not want to butcher her name. Ever since she changed her name, I can't get it because I want to give her a shout out because I'm waiting for my book.
It's coming soon. Shout out to Nazia.
Yes.
She's a little under the
weather. I can't wait.
Right now. So we got you in our prayers, Nazia. I know you're a little under the weather, but you'll be bouncing back, and we'll have her back on to talk about her book very soon.
Okay, yes, feel better. Thank you for the listeners, the supporters, especially ones from day one. Appreciate y'all dearly. I can't show my appreciation enough. Any shout-outs? We have shout-outs?
No, just thank you, everybody. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Okay, that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.